Chapter 5. Mick. Of the bittersweet matter of Mick's discovery that he has returned from a watery grave, whilst a friend has passed from this life in his stead. I was sure I was dead. I woke up on the beach, and the sky and sea were pitch black. There was a glow of light coming from the distance, and I walked toward it. It was the glass windows of Vince's house. I looked inside to see Beth, Tommy, Andy, and some of the other guys in the living room, but they weren't partying. They were sitting in silence, looking sad, like something terrible had happened. When they spoke, they seemed to be whispering. There were tears in Beth and Tommy's eyes. I figured that they were crying for me, that I had drowned in the water and they had discovered my body. Now I was just a soul or a ghost or some sort of spirit stuck on earth in limbo to do penance for my life or for my suicide. But where was the thing? Why wasn't she there crying with them? After all, it had been to get her attention that I waded into the water in the first place. Maybe she was with my body at the morgue. Since I was a ghost, material objects could no longer stand in my way. So I tried to walk through the glass window into the room in order to hear what Tommy and Beth were saying about me. That was when I really hurt myself. The noise of my body colliding into the window shocked the group in the house to life. They ran to the window and looked out in panic, only to find me lying on my back in the sand. "Where have you been, dude?" Tommy exclaimed when he saw me. I guess I was alive after all. When they told me about the accident, Beth said that a lot of people thought that I was in the car. Razzle had been disfigured so badly that he looked like me. It wouldn't have made a difference because it was over for Motley Crue as far as I was concerned. I was pretty used to being a hobo, and I could always go back to bumming and crashing on couches. When I came home, I was shaken. I just thought, alcohol sucks. And then I started drinking more heavily than I ever had. The thing soon left the house. I bought a BMW 320i, and one night I was home talking with the drummer from Whitehorse about how fucked up my relationship was. He wanted to see the BMW, so I opened the curtains to show him, and the car was gone. I called the cops and told them that my girlfriend had stolen my car. They could tell I was drunk and didn't seem to really care. Okay, they told me. We'll go out and look for her, and if we see her with the car, we'll shoot her, okay? Never mind, I said. She'll be back, don't worry about it, the cop said as he hung up. But she never did come back. I've always been faithful to whoever I'm dating, because if you cheat on your wife or girlfriend, you start to believe that she is doing the same thing to you, and it breeds fear and distrust and eventually destroys your relationship. But the women I've dated and married haven't always felt the same way. They can go fuck whoever they want and then come home and say, "Hey, baby, what's going on?" I don't understand how someone can do that to a person they're supposedly in love with. So if they do that to me, I have to assume they're not in love with me. And that's what happened with the thing. I found my car outside the house of a professional boxer. When I confronted her, she said, "Fuck you, I'm with him, he's much younger." Though she never said it, I felt that she thought he was a better bet than me, that he would make more money. I always told her that in a few years, I would have multi-millions. "Good luck in your poverty," I told her cockily. Though inside, I was as confused as a whore in church. I went home, paid the last month of rent, and told the management that I was moving out and that the thing was responsible for the house now. I felt ancient, exhausted, and useless. Too old ever to get another young, good-looking girlfriend, and too old ever to find another band on its way up like Motley Crue had been. So much for young women, multi-millions, and arena rock. I could travel the country, playing in the streets for money like Robert Johnson. I just had to change my way of thinking. So I moved into an apartment in Marina Del Rey and began brainwashing myself with alcohol. Each night before I went to bed, I could feel myself growing more bloated, like a sweaty, disgusting pig. And not once did I think about visiting Vince in rehab. I wasn't angry with him, but I was upset. Even though I knew it wasn't his fault, I couldn't bring myself to forgive him either.